Gateway News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Here are the latest numbers for the coronavirus outbreak. Nearly 1.5 million cases have been officially recorded around the world, and at least 86,000 people have died. The majority of them, 60,000, have died in Europe, with Italy having the largest number of fatalities, followed by Spain and France. The United States passed the 400,000 mark for cases and nearly 14,000 deaths. The World Trade Organization chief said Wednesday the pandemic to provide the deepest recession in living memory. He said COVID-19 has upended the global economy and with it, international trade. The U.S. Federal Reserve said Wednesday the uncertainty surrounding the duration and severity of the coronavirus pandemic creates major downside risks to the U.S. economy. In minutes from an emergency meeting, the Fed said the shutdowns imposed to contain the virus create hardship for businesses and households, and added it shouldn't have the long-lasting impact that was seen in the wake of the global financial crisis of 2008. Wall Street stocks closed Wednesday with solid gains as the market embraced data from New York and other coronavirus hotspots that suggest the outbreak is leveling off. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 both were up 3.4% at the closing bell. NASDAQ was up 2.6%. The head of the World Health Organization defends his agency's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a news briefing Wednesday, COVID-19 should not be used for political points. This is VOA News. He says this comes in response to the President Trump's criticism and suggestion that Washington could review funding. Earlier in the day, the WHO denied the body is China-centric and said this is not the time to cut funding. President Trump said Tuesday he would put contributions on hold for the WHO, blaming the United Nations humanitarian entity of missing the onslaught of the COVID-19 pandemic and favoring China. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders told supporters he wished he could give them better news as he suspends his campaign for the U.S. Democratic presidential nomination. This announcement from the one-time frontrunner via video. The senator dropping out of the race clears the way for former Vice President Joe Biden to accept the nomination and take on President Donald Trump in the November election. Sanders used strong polling and solid fundraising, collected almost entirely from small donations made online, to quiet early doubters of his campaign. A presidential official told AFP France will extend its lockdown in order to slow the spread of the coronavirus. President Emmanuel Macron will address the nation Monday to tell citizens about the new decision in the fight against the virus. Right now, the containment order is in effect until April 15th. Central Paris was even more deserted than before Wednesday morning after local authorities banned all outdoor sports activities during the day. The exercise ban goes from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and was enforced after Parisians took to the streets in numbers over the weekend to enjoy the sunny weather. From now on, Parisians are only allowed to exercise outdoors when street crowds are at their lowest. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte rejects calls from businesses to reopen factories and said Wednesday Italy must stick with its rigid lockdown to try to curb the COVID-19 epidemic. He told a German newspaper, quote, scientists are telling us not to ease the restrictive measures at all, end quote. Conte said he was confident if Italians respect the government's lockdown, the data on new infections and fatalities would improve. The Civil Protection Agency reported Wednesday that daily tally of deaths in Italy had declined from the day before, but the new cases in the country worst hit by the coronavirus accelerated. The Afghan government has released 100 Taliban prisoners as of late Wednesday. It's the first step in a peace process with the insurgent group. The Afghan National Security Council spokesman said the prisoners were released as part of the peace efforts based on their health, age, and length of the remaining sentence. The Taliban had said Tuesday they would now approach the U.S. to resolve the prisoner release issue after telling its technical team in Kabul to stop participating in what they called fruitless meetings with representatives of Afghan government. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA.